إذا
الشمس
كورت
كورت
وإذا
النجوم
انكدرت وإذا
الجبال
سيرت
وإذا
العشار
عطلت
وإذا
الوحوش
حشرت
وإذا
البحار
سجرت
وإذا
النفوس
زوجت
وإذا
الموءودة
سئلت
بأي
ذنب
قتلت
وإذا
الصحف
نشرت
وإذا
السماء
كشطت
وإذا
الجحيم
سعرت
وإذا
الجنة
أذلفت
علمت
نفس
ما
أحضرت
فلا
أقسم
بالخنس
الجواري
الكنس
أجين
الجواري
الكنس
والليل
إذا
عسعس
والصبح
إذا
تنفس
إنه
لقولي
رسول
كريم
ذي
قوة
عند
العرش
مكين
مطاع
ثم
أمين
وما
صاحبكم
بمجنون
ولقد
رآه
بالأفقي
المبين
وما
هو
على
الغيب
بضنين
وما
هو
بقولي
شيطان
رجيم
فأين أين؟
فأين
تذهب؟
تذهب
إن هو
إلا
ذكر للعالمين
للعالمين
لمن
شاء
منكم
أن يستقيم وما
تشاءون
إلا
أن
يشاء
الله
رب
العالمين.
صدق الله العظيم.
Let us now, inshallah, we will know the meaning of Surah Al-Takwir, which is called in English "Wound, Round, and Lost Its Light." Okay, this is the takwir. This means that, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, when the sun will lose its light. Okay, subhanAllah. This is one of the surahs which are very effective because it describes exactly what will happen on the Day of Judgment regarding the universe. Okay, and then regarding the mankind.
When, someone loses light?
The sun will lose its light.
The sun.
You know, this is the signs of the Day of Judgment. Mm-hmm. Okay, so number one, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, when the sun is round and its light is lost, it is overthrown. And when the stars fall, and when the mountains are made to pass away, and when the pregnant she camels are neglected, and when the wild beasts are gathered together, and when the seas become a blazing fire or overflow. You see, try to imagine that the seas, okay, and the oceans will become a blazing fire. So, la ilaha illallah. And when the souls are joined with their bodies, okay, now you know this is the resurrection. Okay, the soul is the body again. And when the female infant buried alive is questioned, okay, for what sin was she killed? Subhanallah, you see. And when the written pages of the deeds, the good and the bad of every person are laid open, okay, and when the heaven is stripped off and taken away from its places, and when the hell fire is set ablaze, and when the paradise is brought near, then every person will know what he has brought of good and evil. So verily I swear by the plants that recede, that is to say disappear during the day and appear during the night. This is the swearing. And by the plants that move, the planets that move swiftly and hide themselves, and by the night as it departs, and by the dawn as it brightens. Verily, this is the word. This Quran is brought by a most honorable messenger, Jibril, from Allah to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah is mentioning about Jibril, angel Jibril, that Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, owner of power and a high rank with Allah, the Lord of the throne. This is, you know, angel Jibril. He has a high rank, yes. Obeyed by the angels in the heavens and trustworthy. Okay? And O people, your companion, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is not a madman. Okay? And indeed he, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he saw angel Jibril in the clear horizon towards the east. And he, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, withholds not a knowledge of the unseen. And it is the Quran is not the word of the shaitan, Iblis. And where are you going? You see, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mentioning all the facts. Prophet Muhammad is not a madman. Angel Jibril is highly ranked. Okay, Prophet Muhammad met Angel Jibril. Okay, and Prophet Muhammad doesn't know anything of the unseen. Okay, and the Quran is not the word of the shaitan. It is the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then at the end, where are you going? Now these are the facts. Where are you going? Verily, this Quran is no less than a reminder to all of the mankind. To whom among you who wills to walk astray? You see, those whom they want to walk astray, they must follow the Quran. And you cannot will unless Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wills, the Lord of the mankind, the jinn and all that exists. Okay? So, this is, you know, the translation of Surah At-Takwir, and actually it has to be, you know, a reminder to everyone that as Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that the sun and the moon will be folded up, okay, on the day of resurrection. Okay, and also Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, you know, that there was no prophet, there was no prophet among the prophets, but was given a miracle because of which people had security of, had security. But what I have been given is the divine revelation which Allah had revealed to me. So I hope that my followers will be more than those of any other prophet on the day of resurrection. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is looking viewers, not for the Muslims by name. You know, to be the biggest number to follow him on the day of resurrection. Okay, so actually, you know, when we read Sirat, when we recite Surat al-Takwir, okay, everyone will be, you know, living what will happen on the day of resurrection. And everyone has to feel the fear inside her heart or his heart. This is one of the surahs which, you know, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that there are some surahs which when I read, I feel that they make my hair to be white. Okay, because of the meaning of the surah, because of the fear which you feel it, you know, from when you read the surah. So when you just try to imagine how the sun, okay, subhanallah, will lose its light, and then the stars will fall down, and then the sea will be a fire, okay, and then everyone, you know, will have his record, you know, and there is no way to make any changes. Okay, I will look to my book and I will say, oh, why I did all these mistakes? Why I was not reciting the Quran? Why I was not attending the class of Sister Mona, the last one? Why? It is a very big issue, to tell you the truth, you know, sisters. And everyone is unhappy. Why Muslims are not, you know, having a good rank? Why we are not respectable? Why? Because we are not living the reality of the Quran. Because we don't love the Quran. Because when we don't live, you know, according to the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because we are deceiving ourselves with this worldly life. Everyone has a mind. Everyone, whom of us doesn't have relative whom that relative died suddenly, unexpected this, okay? So how can I guarantee that I will not die suddenly, or you see, like the others? No one has a guarantee. So if I don't have a guarantee that I may die suddenly or in any moment, so how can I imagine that I am a true believer, I will meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? What I will say to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala if I die suddenly without preparation? And even when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving us a lot of blessings, are we thankful to Allah? And to be thankful to Allah, this means that to obey the commands of Allah, to leave the Islam, to take care of the Quran, to take care of the masjid, to love each other for the sake of Allah, to have a Muslim community, to be a people with Muslim with good hearts. See? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is reminding and reminding so that no one will have, you know, any word on the day of judgment to tell to Allah, oh Allah, I don't know. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will clarify that everything was mentioned in the Quran. If you were not a Muslim, not reciting, not knowing the knowledge of the Quran, so how you consider yourself as a Muslim? You see? So, or if you are the one who recites the Quran and you don't have the knowledge, this is a bigger problem. Okay, why you were not living your life according to my rules, rules of Allah, in spite of the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala clarified many, many, many times in the Quran that no one will escape the meeting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So let us now recite Surah Al-Takwir 2 times, inshallah, and make the dua, and inshallah, we hope that we will keep on continuing, inshallah. So now we will read again. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
Idha ash-shamsu kuwirat.
Idha ash-shamsu kuwirat.
Wa idha an-nujumu.
An-nujum
inqadarat.
Wa idha
al-jibalu suyirat.
Suyirat.
Wa idha
al-isharu
utilat.
Wa idha
al-wuhushu
hushirat.
Wa idha
al-biharu
sujirat.
Wa idha
an-nufusu
zuwijat.
Wa idha
al-maw'udatu
su'ilat.
Bi ayyi
dhanbin
qutilat.
Wa idha
as-suhufu
nushirat. Wa idha
as-sama'u
ushitat.
Wa idha
al-jahimu
su'irat.
Wa idha
al-jannatu
udhlifat.
Alimat
nafsun
ma
ahdarat.
Fala
uqsimu
bil khunnasi
al-jawari
al-kunnasi
wal-layli
idha
asasa
wa subhi
idha
tanaffasa
innahu
laqawlu rasulin
karim
ذي
قوة
عند
ذي
العرش
مكين
مطاع
ثم أمين
وما
صاحبكم
بمجنون
ولقد
رآه
بالأفق
المبين
وما هو
على الغيب
بضنين
وما هو
بقولي
شيطان
رجيم
فأين
تذهبون
إن هو
إلا
ذكر
للعالمين
لمن
شاء
منكم
أن
يستقيم
وما
تشاءون
إلا
أن
يشاء
الله
رب العالمين
صدق الله العظيم.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim.
O Allah, our Lord, lead us with good conduct and save us from our evil.
Amen.
O Allah, our Lord, cause your love to exceed all love in us and cause your fear to be the greatest of all fears in us.
Amen.
O Allah, controller of the hearts, keep our heart firm in your religion and keep it contented with your worship.
Amen.
O Allah, our Lord, guide us with those whom you have guided.
Amen.
O Allah, our Lord, strengthen us with those whom you have given strength.
Amen.
O Allah, our Lord, take us to your care with those whom you have taken to your care.
Amen.
O Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness.
Amen.
O Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness.
Amen.
O Allah, our Lord, we ask you for success on the day of judgment and a life of happiness.
Amen.
O Allah, our Lord, we seek refuge in you from a decline in your favor.
Amen.
And from a change in your protection.
Amen.
And from your sudden punishment and or your displeasure.
Amen.
Ya Allah, make the best of our deeds our last deeds.
Amen.
Ya Allah, make the best of our life our last moment.
Amen.
Ya Allah, make the best day of our life the day we meet you.
Amen.
O Allah, our Lord, we ask your protection from the torment of the hell.
Amen.
And from the torment of the grave.
Amen.
And from the trials in lifetime and after this.
Amen.
O Allah, our Lord, truly we have wronged ourselves and none can forgive sins except you.
Amen.
O Allah, our Lord, we ask you to make our husbands and our offspring comfort to our eyes.
Amen.
O Allah, our Lord, we ask you to forgive our parents and all the Muslims.
Amen.
O Allah, our Lord, we ask you to increase your blessings and your favor upon our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his family and his companions and those who follow them sincerely.
Amen.